So the first one is functions built in. So these are the kinds of functions that are just built into what you do. So if you look at this first one, it's simply the employed and the explode. Okay, so I am starting out, and actually it would be good to run it. Come on, we can do this. Yeah.
So you're recording right now?
Yep.
Okay.
You did your job.
You did it, one in a row.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's going to be this long lull at the beginning. You can't have everything. So this is CIS Web. See, if I say this, then it doesn't look like this long lull. Can I spell? No. Wow. Okay, so I've set up text as Computer Information Systems Department, and then I said explode it based on a space. So it's looking for the embedded space in text. And so it is going to create an array. And the array is going to have computer as the first element, information as the next element, systems as the next one, and department as the next one. And if I want to see that, I can use the print underscore R, and it shows the array. Okay, so it broke it up based on the space. Okay. And then I said, okay, now echo out text explode modified by 2, and so computer information systems, computer is 0, information is 1, systems is 2, so it shows 2. Okay, and then I can implode it, which is put it back together. So explode pairs it apart, implode puts it back together. And it puts a space in so that I get, this is the result of the implode, and I get Computer Information Systems Department. So explode tears it apart, and implode puts it back together. Okay, so those are two of the functions that are given to you. The next one, I'm trying to remember which one I want next. Nope. SF1 maybe? Okay, there aren't too many more, so it's got to be here someplace. Yeah, this is the one I wanted. So this is called more string. Okay, so I started out and I did the same explode that I did before. Then I put in the alphabet, and I put in the alphabet with the letters separated with a space. And then I also put in the alphabet without separating them within the space. Okay. So since the ones that are separated with the space, I can do the explode on, and I get it into alpha EX, and then I print it out, and you can see the letters of the alphabet. Then the last four lines you don't have, because I decided to add them last night. So if you want the last four lines, you get to copy them. Okay. And I'll put them into okay, so those are the last four lines. And essentially, string split can go in and do the split of the alphabet. And it defaults to one character. So it broke it up in one character each, so I have the alphabet broken up without having to put the spaces in between. Because it does it one character each. And then on the next one going down, if you don't tell it, there we go. If I don't tell it a comma and any number here, it defaults to one. Okay, so this is one character. Down here, I said I wanted to get two characters. Okay, so this gets two character bits. And so it's gonna go in and give me A, B, C, D, E, F, because it's taking it and breaking it up into two characters. Okay. There are an incredible number of functions in PHP. Almost anything you can dream of doing, they've probably got a function for you. The tricky part is finding the function and finding out what to do. And I don't remember exactly what I typed in to get the string split, but I typed in something that indicated what I wanted to do and came back with some examples. Okay, so the output for this one is the last two things. When I did the string split, I got the A, B, C, D, E. And when I did the string split, comma, two, I got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and so forth going down. Okay. So you can pick the how many characters you want when it splits it up by putting in the field that you want to split, which was alpha, and then comma, and then some number. Questions? Did everybody that wants it get it copied? If not, I'm taking pictures anyway, so you can get it from there. I just added four lines in. That's right, I put in alpha as A, B, C, D, you're right. Yep, sorry about that, I also added alpha, which was A, B, C, D, E, F,
without the space. Yeah,
that's okay. If you look at it tonight, it'll be up there. That's the advantage of having them put up. Okay, then there's just a lot of these in here that I'm just really not going to go over entirely. You can take a look at them. One of them, this particular one, does a lot of converting binary to hex to decimal to all that good stuff. It does rounding, it does truncating. So essentially, there's just, if you want to play with numbers, there's a whole load of these functions that you can do. And if I look at them, And as I said, you can read this as well as I can read it, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time going over it. Okay, so I've got a binary number that I converted to decimal, and a decimal number I converted to hex, and I've got 5,000 different functions that I can do, and a lot of them I did here. Okay, so if you want to look at those at some point, there's a lot of, but just basically be aware that there's a whole load of these kinds of functions. Okay. This is in checking to see if something is set or not set. So you can unset something and then it's not set, and you can set something and it is set. So up here, I set these things, and then when I check to see if it is set, it comes back with a yes. And then if I unset it, which is, I think, the third line from the bottom, and then test it, it's no longer set. So I can set and unset things. And I also did converting to upper and lower case and all of that good stuff. String to upper, string to lower. You can do camel case. Somebody came up with a load of different things that you can do. And then the last one is some more string functions. And that actually is set to an implode and trim, and given a string length, you can go in and find the length of a field. You can convert letters. So just at some point, look these over. As I said, I don't want to spend an awful lot of time on them because it's just a matter of reading. So, what I really want to do is email. So, we're going to look at email group one. Now, I've got a bunch of things as we go through this that are quote-unquote checking to see if the email was sent. And that really doesn't work. You can check to see if it thinks it's going out. But you can't check to see if it went to the right address and got there. There is a part of PHP called PHP Mailer, I believe, that you can download as an attachment. And it is far more sophisticated, so you can get into that if you're really doing a lot of email. Okay. So what I want you to do to start out with is I want you to set up an email and send it. Okay, so we're going to take this email. Now, they claim that you can only send it to something within our network. Except that last night I had something in there that I was sending to Errol's and it worked. So they supposedly have it set up secure-wise that you can only send it to bristolcc.edu, okay? But as I said, last night I was sending something and I said, ooh, this shouldn't have got in, and it did. So anyway, so we start out, and this is a very simple email, and we say, okay, head, title, and body, and then we get over into PHP, and I put two, and I put my Bristol email. And then I said the subject is going to be PHP email from, and I put the name of the program, because when I'm sending these all to myself, I get lost as to which one came from which program. So lots of times on the subject, I tell what program sent it to me just so I can check and see if that program worked. The message is PHP is a great language to work with on the web. Headers is a from, and I put myself in there as a from. And then I did the actual mail. and I said mail to, subject, message, headers, and then I said echo, mail sent to. Well, in fact, that's not doing any checking whatsoever. It's just saying mail sent to and putting whatever I had in there as $2. So, in fact, it's reassuring. You at least know it got to that line when you see it. But that's all you know, yeah.
So I understand what you did, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, when would you use this, like, in a real world situation? Like, what would it be for?
Oh, lots, actually, because you can then go into your customer list. We'll get into how to use a database on this on Thursday. And so you can go into your database and send emails to all your customers.
Oh, it's just like that.
And just, you know, have it go through a loop and send emails to all your customers. And so, actually, it's really a nice thing to have. You know, you're not going to use this to correspond with your friend, but if you want to send emails to your customers about sales and all that kind of stuff, this is the perfect way to do it. So I'm going to go into my... Apparently I'm not. Okay. So I'm going to go to my account, which I have... all my mail forwarded to Yahoo, so everything is going to go into Yahoo. Just a sec. Okay. Actually, no, go ahead.
I just set myself, like, using the email.php, I took out your name, I put my name instead, my Gmail, and I got the email, but it says it's from you.
Okay, that's the from. Did you fix the from?
No.
Okay.
Can I put the from to myself?
Yep. And you can talk to the guy sitting next to you or around you and send emails to each other and make sure they're getting through as well. Okay, apparently I hit it about 5 times. So. Okay, and here are the results. Okay, so you can follow through what it's doing there. Two is the person that it sent it to, and I said Priscilla Grosser at bristolcc.edu. The subject is coming in as PHP email from, so there's the subject coming in. The message is the body, basically. And you can use the word body instead of message if it makes more sense to you. And the headers are the information, which is the from. So this tells who it is from. Okay. And then when you are ready to do the sending, you say, I want to mail, and I want to mail it to, and then the subject, and then the message, and then the headers. So, has everybody sent an email to themselves? Okay, now when this came through, notice that it said
the Bristol Aggressor, bristolcc.edu out there.
Okay.
Making RL email?
Yes. Okay, so send it to yourself, but send it to your Bristol account. Then try sending it to your other account and see if it gets through. Because technically, as I said, they're supposedly not allowed to, not doing that. But did you send it to another account? Did it get through? Oops.
Four for four.
You did tell them, did too. Okay.
I haven't seen anything that has the account on the press call.
Say that again?
The college email.
Right. If you send it to yourself, you don't want to send it to me, you want to send it to you. So you're going to change where it says Priscilla Grossa to your email address.
Okay.
Now, I am going to give you an assignment in this. Please, 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 only send me the final one. Okay? I don't want to get 50...
Redraft.
Yeah, I don't want to get 50 emails from you as you iron these things out, okay? So please, change the twos on all of these so that they go to you, and then change it back when you're submitting something, as opposed to keeping it that way. Okay, so the next one. Email 3, and a few of these I played around. This one supposedly, you know, is going to tell you if the message was sent. Okay, so if you send this out again, it's two subject message. And the other thing that you can do is you can put stuff in the result. And you can also play around with an if statement that says if mail. Actually, I did the mail and assigned it to result, and then I did a test of if result. But in fact, that really is not telling you that the delivery failed, because it can't. Okay? A lot of the examples kind of show this kind of stuff, but it is not really doing it. So if I go to here, and I'm going to send out, and I don't know what I did with it. Okay, so the message was successfully sent.
I got it.
Okay, good. So the message was successfully sent. Now, try going through and messing up the addresses and everything, and you'll see that it still claims it's being sent.
Yeah, that you don't know, far, far away.
Well, not even getting through. I mean, now if I go in to my email, okay, I just hopefully got mail. Come on. That should have gone through all right. Did I have an error in that? That did not make it through, and it claims it did. So if I change this, this had the address in here. The other way I can do that is $2 and put that there. And then if I send it, actually want to refresh that. What did I just do? Okay, I managed to erase what I thought I had there, which was my address. Okay, so go ahead and play around with this and try to get some addresses that are working correctly. And see if you can get something that claims it is not sending it through. And you can look down and look at my other examples. For some reason, everything is just deciding that I shouldn't be doing this. Mail check A, mail check error are all kind of playing around with this. Try sending some of them and seeing what you get. Try putting some different addresses in. Okay. I think my 2 on this one is to bristol.net, so I believe that should be a problem. Okay, that it didn't get through. Because bristolcc.net should not get through. But I think that I don't even get the error, but let's try it and see.
The only way I got the error was if I made the string blank. Like nothing in
there. If you put nothing in there, that's the only way you got the error. So clearly this error is pretty worthless. Okay.
So I'm getting from Apache.
That's right. Okay. So that was going to be my next question. Why? What is left out? Why is it from Apache? Which
because
one
Apache
did you...
is the server.
Right.
The server's on the server that's running PHP, and you didn't specify a from.
That's right. I specified a from because I've got headers there, so I did a mail to it. Which one are you looking at that doesn't have the from? I know one of them doesn't.
Three. I'm not looking at mail checker.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, I apologize.
No, that's fine. Mail check or mail check A?
I was on email 3. I'm getting into it right now.
All right. And email 3.
Which one you were doing? Mail check A?
I was playing with them all.
Okay. Email 3 doesn't have a from either.
Okay. So what does it show you when it doesn't have a from?
Yep.
It shows you Apache. Okay? So if you don't put the from on, or you put the from but you don't have headers down here, if you don't have headers down here when you do the mail, then it shows Apache. Okay?
So what position would the from go in? Would it be before the 2?
Yeah, if you go back to the first one, on the first one I did everything right.
Oh, you did? Okay, sorry, because I was...
So the first one says email, and I did it very simply, 2 subject message headers. And then I said mail, 2 subject message headers. And the headers had the from in it.
Okay.
Okay. So that gets you the Apache. Now if you go down, and with color, it's interesting. I'm playing around here with some color that you can put in the emails. And it depends on the browser that you are using, how it reacts to the color. So if you go to email color, okay, this one is, as it turns out, not going to show any color. At least not in the browsers I tried it on. Feel free to go ahead and try it and see if it does. Okay, now the other thing here is this is much more of a full web page. So if you send this one, look and see what it comes out as. This one is called Email Color. Okay. And the mail says it was sent to ABC at bristolcc.edu. Okay. So it was sent to, because I have my two up there, so I claimed that it was going to go to there. All right, now there's a couple of things about this particular one. Okay, I'm going to take that out, because I commented it out, and then I'm going to save it, and then I'm going to try sending it again. Okay, so I have to hit the refresh, and now it claims that it was sent to both. And we will see if we get it, because now I've got the second address going to there. Okay, the first one is going to ABC. Okay, so this one is now starting to let you have much more power.
I didn't get the color, but it came across like a header in my email.
What came across like a header?
When I ran the one that says mail color, I got in my phone, I got the, I got test CC one more time, email color.php, April 19th, blah, 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 but there's two break lines, like, but no color.
No, right, there isn't any break line, any color. Apparently, a lot of the browsers, number one, don't like PG color there. So when I was doing this, I think last year, if I changed it to background color, it worked and made a style background color. However, I tried that this year and it didn't like the color anyway. And so play around with it and see if you can get the body. Now, when it came through to my Errol's account, it had the red. Okay, so it's also where you're sending it and whether it is received. So when I sent it to my Errol's account, it came through with a red background. Or one of these at least came through with a red background. Okay, so now,
I think I can do it. I actually created a...
Yeah.
What? Is it a red background?
You've got a red background?
Yeah.
Where did you send it? And you got a red background?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
I got a red background for that one too.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a,
then maybe it was fine when it goes to BCC, because don't forget I'm forwarding to Yahoo.
Right.
So it's probably Yahoo that's messing up the color, not BCC, because if you're getting it at BCC, and you got it with the BG color.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I have a style sheet that I created because I have trouble with the white background.
Yep.
So the style sheet turns the entire background black and then goes for the green and amber colors.
Okay.
So I created the style sheet, and in all of your PHP stuff that you do, I always make a reference to it and I put it in my path in my public folder.
Okay.
I just threw that into the email and it worked.
Oh, good.
So I got it.
Okay.
I can make it any color I want.
Okay. Okay.
If anybody wants to see that, I'll show it to them.
Can you bring it up? Do you have a copy so she can put it up there?
I beg your pardon?
Can you put it up there?
I don't know how I would put it up there.
I don't know whether you can plug something into something. Oh.
Let me think about that for a minute.
Right. Okay, so notice what I've got here is I've said headers, and I've got this top two lines which are the lines that automatically get generated when you're sending out an email. So I said MIME version 1.0 and /r/n is carriage feed. Which one is which? Line feed, carriage return. CR is carriage return and N is line feed. I never remember which is which. And then I am concatenating that. Notice the dot equal. I'm concatenating it with content. And then I'm concatenating it with from. And I'm concatenating it with a CC. Okay, now if you look at least the way it comes through on Yahoo.
Oh,
we're
hearing you, sir.
Some, this one is showing the ABC, the Priscilla Grossa, and the CC is now showing. When I did this at home, I was just getting the CC if I put something in front of that. So try that. You know where it says CC, and then it has the less than sign and says Priscilla Grossa? If you put something in front of that, so, like, carbon. Okay, so I put carbon in there and saving it. And then I'm going to send this again. Okay, and it should have been received, hopefully. And yes, it shows the word carbon there. Okay, and doesn't show the name. However, if you put the arrow over carbon, you see the name. So it is going as a CC. But if you put the name in there, then that's what shows over here. If you don't put the name in there, then you see the address. So there's a lot of playing that you basically have to do with this. So all of these headers are concatenated together so that when I said do the mail to, it does that. Now, once I put in this MIME version, the message can be a web page. So if you look up at the message, I said message equal, and then I have a quote. And then I've got HTML, head, title, head, body, background color red. This is a test. UL to make some list. And when I get finished with all that, I close the quote and I put in the semicolon. So this really allows you to make a page such that you're getting a page that it is sending out. Now I claim, okay, so red went through to Yahoo, all right, but red didn't come through to, red went to Bristol, all right, but didn't come through to Yahoo. What I have basically found in playing around with these is that, don't count on it. Do something that you doesn't need the color, and if you get the color, it's an extra added attraction. Does anybody have a Yahoo account they can send to directly?
I do.
Try sending it directly to your Yahoo account and see what comes up with color if it goes directly there, as opposed to So now you can go in and you can write a page that you want to write there. Okay, so you can go in and put in a paragraph and put in headers and do all kinds of things that you would want in a paragraph. So I can go in and put in a header one. This is a header. Okay, so now I've got this is a header, and then I'll put in another header. And then I've got a paragraph, and then I can put in a division if I want it. Okay, so I can do this as much as I want, and now when I send this, where is the thing that I can send it? Okay, so now I can send this, and when I receive it, so this is a header, this is another header, only I didn't change it right because there should have been an H2 that closed it, so it never closed, so I got it bold and underlined and all that good stuff. Try throwing in a little bit of style and seeing what you get when you do the style. This should have been H2. Still haven't gotten it. What does that mean?
Well, you know, I would send it to my Bristol CC account, and I would get it immediately. But I've tried to send it to my Yahoo account, not get it.
I got mine in my Yahoo account, but I didn't get any color or anything.
How long did it take for it to get to you?
About a minute or so.
Yeah, it's gotta have something to respect somewhere.
So now, if I go and look at this. Okay, now that I made it a header two. Actually, I have no idea. Email color. I should have got my H1s and H2s, right?
Yeah, I did.
And why didn't I get my H1s and H2s?
How many? Do you separate multiple email addresses with semicolons or commas?
Commas.
Okay.
And in fact, you can see that. I've got abc@bristolcc.edu concatenated with a comma. And then I've got the two down there. Excuse me.
No, I mean in the CC line. Would you do it the same way? Where it says CC?
Yes.
So I
think that would be true, yes.
Okay.
It also doesn't seem to be quite as strong at putting in a horrendous number of things. At some point I found that it wasn't working if I put in a whole load of things. And I don't understand why that one isn't working. So let me try refreshing and see if I, because doesn't, I don't see anything I did wrong there. I've got a division, a closed division. I've got header one, header two. Okay, so I think I should be getting.
Something's not right. I've CC'd myself on both accounts and now I'm still not getting anything.
Okay, there's my header. This is a test, this is a division, this is a list underneath. So that means that I can write an entire web page here. So if you're talking about, you know, I have a particular message that I want to get out to 10,000 people, and the 10,000 people are on my database, and we'll look at this on Thursday, we can see a way to get it set up so that it goes. Okay. So the next one that I did is I played around with color a little bit more with CSS. And on this one, I put a background color of pink and a color of green. So I went in and I set up a style because, again, I'm setting up a web page. I'm saying the message is equal to single quote, close single quote, and in between, I'm setting up a web page. Okay. So I am setting up a web page there. And I'm claiming the background color should be pink and the color should be green. And this one is email color CSS. Okay, so this got sent to me twice. Presumably. And this is where, check and see, I find that mail sent to me twice doesn't get through all the time. I only get one of them, so it's filtering something. So this one is called email color CSS. Okay. Now notice the me on this one. On the from, I put a me in there, and on the CC, I have got the PG. Okay, so I have sent, actually this one did get through both. I don't think I sent it twice. What's the timing? Well, it's a minute between, so I may have. Okay, so I'm gonna send it one more time. At 10:25. And there's the 10:25. And somebody is still sending stuff to me.
That's
Huh?
That's private. Sorry.
I'm hearing from people. Okay, so notice the me here. And instead of having my name, or instead of having the alpha, I've now got me over there because that's what I said. And the PG, if I click on it, is showing me an email, and that's my old email address. So presumably it didn't go through, but it's still claiming it did. Okay. And I'm not getting the pink or green. Is anybody else getting the pink or green? You got the green? Aren't you special? Okay, then a further one going down on this one. Color CSS 1, I think. Okay, on this one I put a style on a paragraph. And why do I have the word font in there? Apparently at some point I had font there and I didn't. I should have closed it. So here I put the style about a paragraph. And if I send this, okay, guys, you're supposed to be trying, not chit-chatting. And this one is color CSS 1.
I got the pink.
You got the pink.
Yep.
And the green?
Yep.
Okay. This one, I think, is going to show the red. Yes. Okay, so this one showed the red. So I've got the style in there. It didn't give me the pink and it didn't give me the green. but the style that was embedded in the paragraph it gave me.
Okay, want to explain that one to me? You know, I have no idea. Did you get the red if you tried this? You're getting all pink, green, and red?
I haven't tried it yet. Hold on.
Is anybody getting pink, green, and red? So this is getting me the red.
But not the pink and green.
But not the pink and the green.
Oh, yeah, it was red and green.
And then the next one going down has got a style on the UL as well. So this is color 2.
Color CSS 2 or color 2?
Email color CSS 2. And that got sent. And when I look at this one, and all of these are from me. And this one, I got the yellow and the red. So when I embed the style in individual elements, it seems to like color. But when I put the style up with the body and I tried putting it in that way as opposed to doing a style, just to see if it made any difference when I laid it out that way, and it didn't. Okay, so I'm now getting the yellow and the green. Anybody else getting the color?
I'm getting yellow and pink.
I got yellow, pink, green, and red for 2.
Ooh!
I got the yellow, I got the pink, the green, and the red.
Okay.
I'm about to check. Yeah, as well.
And it looks terrible.
It is an eyesore.
Okay, so
I'm a big fan of the green on black.
I'm a big fan of a white background, actually.
My eyes are not so good. And I'm a diabetic, so it's because of that. And it's
okay.
The bright overpowers the black, but if it's black with like a low end spectrum color, perfect.
Good. Okay. Now, I actually didn't time this very well because we've got 10-15 minutes left. So, we're going to go and I'm going to find the other thing. I did not think I was going to get to that till today. So under this particular address, I've got email group 2 that I have not checked out, but we can check out some of the stuff from it. And I didn't look at them very carefully, but if you go into, instead of 216, go to 214. And then email group 2, PHP, there's a bunch of ones that you can play with there. And so, for example, you can look at the one that says email table image. Okay. So this one has an image on it. And let's see if it works. So I want, instead of 216, 14, and I will be putting these up tomorrow so that after I check them, because I'm not, haven't checked them at all. And it's called email table image PHP. Usually I plan too much stuff. Very rarely do I plan too little, but this one I plan too little. Okay, so I've now sent this. And one of them looks like it actually went to my BCC account. And this one.
Where did you get the email group to?
Yep, there it is. Okay, email group 2 is under 2014. You can see it right up here. CIS 159S 2014 instead of 16, because I happen to know where the stuff is. And it's probably in 15 too, but I just found it in 14, so. So it's under 14, and then you get a bunch of ones that you can run. Email group 2 instead of 1. So on this one, I've got an image.
I'm a little confused. How are we supposed to get to that one again?
There's the address right up here.
If you go to her main page and you go to previous semesters at the bottom.
That's true. Good point.
Maybe.
That's the easy way to do it.
And then it's first one I found was spring 2015.
Yep.
The CAS 159. Can you see previous? Go to pgross.net. And it's like the second week from the top.
Okay, so if you come in and you go to pgross.net.
Oh,
previous semesters are under previous semesters.
Got it.
Okay. And previous semesters, and then you can go to whatever one. It's a spring course, so I'd come down to the spring and click on it. And there's email group 2 PHP zipped. But I can't promise you that all of them work because I haven't looked at them. That's tomorrow's job. But there they are, and you can download them if you want to.
Thank you.
Okay.
And which one were you looking at?
Something about...
An image?
An image. It was email table image, I believe, PHP. Yes, email table image PHP. Okay, so I've now added an image in here. Okay, I can find that. I really can. Okay, there it is. So on this one, I went in and I said body, and this is a test of 2, etc. And I put in a table border. Okay. And so I've got a table that contains the image, and I've also got the image in there. Okay, where did the first image come from?
The variable at the bottom.
Yep, see, I've got 2 images, one right there, one right there. Let them say image source, right?
So what happened? How did message pick get out? Okay, I have a border. around the table, and I put a border of one around the table, and then I said, this is the first cell, this is the second cell, and then I closed the TR and I went down and I said, next line, first cell, and then I put the image in there, and then I closed the table, and then I have my item list left over from before. And so there's my item list. Okay. Then I set up message pick. Okay, where did message pick come from and what's it doing? How did message pick get included? That's right. Message pick, and then I said message equals message pick concatenated with words. Okay, where are the words? Okay, words are my whole message, yeah. Right?
So you double send words in your entire
stand. That's right. So what I've got here is I said, okay.
I totally didn't even see that.
Okay, I've got a table, and the table includes an image.
I didn't look at anything about here.
Okay, wait a minute. The table includes an image, so that's that image. Okay? But I haven't written this out yet. In this case, I called it words instead of message. Okay, it doesn't matter what I wanted to call it. I called it words instead of message because it is what I want to put in there. And then I said, okay, message pick is going to have an image source, and there's the picture again. And then message is going to be made up of two things. The image concatenated with the words, which is really a page. So I'm putting out the image concatenated with the page. And that's how the image got at the top. Because if you start reading this, the first time you see image mentioned is right there where it's in a TD. But that's because I haven't done anything with words until I get down below. Okay? And so when I got down, I said, okay, I'm going to have a message picture, and I'm going to combine that with the words, and that is going to put out the output. So you're going to see a picture, and then the table, which contains a picture, because that was part of words, and then the list. So I can put in here basically a table, I can put in an image, I can make an email that I can send to clients, okay, or customers.
So that one, the image doesn't even have to be in the HTML.
No. Yes, it is. Okay. So I'm now putting together message, and message is going to be made up of message pick, and it's not in the HTML. The HTML was up there in words, but I'm still able to put it in.
I still am not getting, for some reason, the emails from my Yahoo account. Really bizarre.
I have no idea. I obviously am, and who else said they were doing Yahoo? You did.
Watch, like 2 hours from now, we'll get like 50 minutes.
That's right. So will I. I hope not. Okay, so then there were other image ones here that you can look at. Image one, image two. I'm not sure exactly what those are. That looks pretty similar. I just set up a table a little bit differently. And this time I've got words is equal to message. Okay, so this is a slightly different way of doing it because I've got words. And you know how when you wanted multiple lines, you could do the less than message and then close the message? That's the way I did it there. And that works fine as well. Okay. So if I go over... Where am I? Email, table, image one. Would you stop making strange sounds? Okay, so now I have sent it out, and if I go and read it, okay, I made it a little more full page and all that good stuff because I set the page size. So those are just different ways you can set it up so that you send an email. So I think we got through that part, and it's 43, so that's close enough for government work. We'll look at the database next time, how to incorporate sending this to your database. Because that's where the real value lies, is the being able to send out an email to all of your clients, all of your whatevers, via email. Yes?
I was about to ask if anybody wanted to see how to set that link up to change the styles with just a link.
Okay, if they do.
Anybody want to see that?
What's that?
How you can embed a link to a style sheet that contains all the colors you want without having to have to remember what they are, and then you incorporate that link into the PHP, and no matter where that is in your tree, it always pulls it every time.
I'll check it out.
Come on over.
You got a customer.
So you heard me talk about it.